decided the Supreme Court has had sharp words for the Delhi police and demanded immediate action to stop the sale and bursting of firecrackers in the city, an annual activity that defies an existing ban even days after Diwali, observing sharply that no religion encourages pollution. In fact, the exact quote of the court was this: no religion encourages any activity which creates pollution. If firecrackers are burst in this fashion, it also affects the fundamental right to health of citizens. The court has also demanded that the Delhi government take a decision on a permanent ban on firecrackers. Will this finally be enforced? Can it be enforced? That's what we'll debate first. But let's just introduce our guests at this stage. We're joined by Anmol Pawar of the Aam Aadmi Party, Dr. Anil Gupta, the BJP spokesperson, Aarti Khosla of Climate Trends, and Satya Mule, an advocate of the Supreme Court. Anmol Pawar, let me come to you first. Is this the only way that, you know, we can actually end the problem of firecrackers be burnt if there is a Supreme Court legislation banning this for the entire year?
Vishnuji, it's not just about firecrackers. We must recognize the problem. Today, our country is facing an undeclared national health emergency. It's not just about Delhi, it's about the whole India. The recent World Health Organization report says that 83 of the most polluted cities in Asia are in India. But the central government is not taking any action.
No, but Anmol, you answer my question first. I know there's a larger issue and we have to talk about it. But I'm asking you, do you believe on the basis of what the Supreme Court today, and given the statements that they've made, saying, for example, that religion is not a factor, fundamental right to health is all of our right, you know, it's more than religion in a sense. Does this pave the way for an all-India ban of firecrackers, in your opinion, that includes Delhi?
Vishnuji, as far as Delhi is concerned, we'll certainly consult all the stakeholders and then we'll file an appropriate affidavit before the Honorable Supreme Court.
So would you not welcome this, Anmol? Would you not welcome this?
See, health is a serious... certainly we must take care of the health of the citizens. And as far as the ban is concerned, even the Honorable Supreme Court considered the cultural significance of the festival and thereafter decided to impose the ban on the firecrackers. And the Delhi government has imposed this ban till January 2025.
The Supreme Court has said, and I quote, a pollution-free atmosphere is a fundamental right and no religion promotes activity that promotes pollution. Right? So are you willing to accept what the Supreme Court has said? Anmol?
Certainly health is our top priority of Delhi government. And we must take all the steps to ensure that people get a healthy environment.
Right. Dr. Anil Gupta of the BJP, no religion promotes activity that promotes pollution is what the Supreme Court has said. Finally, the Supreme Court has placed the right to life over, for example, cracking firecrackers, bursting firecrackers, whichever religion it may be, right? It's not Hindu, Muslim, Christian, none of that. Do you welcome this step?
Yeah, good evening to you and all the viewers. You know, we respect the decision of the Honorable Supreme Court, and I think it should be implemented. And but we must say, the Delhi government is not serious in implementing this. You know, the Delhi government has allowed the trading of these firecrackers. Why they have allowed out when there was a decision? They have not. When the Kejriwal came out of the prison, they brushed the chaos. They did not care, though the ban was there. So I think as a BJP, we respect the decision. It should be implemented. But one more thing. The Delhi government is just doing the cosmetic work. They are not doing anything to control the inner internal pollution
but
of Delhi.
But Dr. Gupta... Dr. Gupta, no. We'll talk about larger pollution because it's not just firecrackers. We all know that. But let's talk about one aspect of this because that's what the court has looked at today and has said a lot of things about. So my question to you, Dr. Gupta, is that the police doesn't come under the Aam Aadmi Party. It comes under the center. There is something called enforcement. Every policeman and policewoman in Delhi knew that there was a ban in place. But they were unable to enforce this ban. Realistically, can it ever be enforced?
See, Delhi police role is to maintain the law and order. The traders comes under Delhi government. The trader comes under these trade and tax departments. They comes under their departments. The SGM comes under them. Why they have allowed the import of these firecrackers in Delhi? why they have allowed the sale of the firecrackers in Delhi. They should have stopped.
Okay, let me ask Anmol Pawar, come in with a reply to that. Enforcement is one thing, but why have these been allowed to come in the first place?
Vishnuji, the Bharatiya Janata Party was seen openly encouraging the people to burst firecrackers and flout the directions passed by the Honorable Supreme Court. Their own Member of Parliament, they approached the Honorable High Court seeking a direction that they must be allowed to burst firecrackers. And as far as the Delhi government is concerned, all the licensed premises are sealed. There are specific directions issued to all the manufacturers, sellers, and they are sealed till January 1, 2025. So we made every possible effort to implement this ban, but we have seen that this ban was purposefully flouted on the directions of BJP, because Delhi police, who is primarily responsible for monitoring and for taking actions against the violators.
No, but Anmol, how were these available? Is that a fault of the police, the availability of firecrackers, right? Is that what you're trying to say? What about, for example, the sale of firecrackers, the transfer from different states? Is that all the responsibility of the police, or who's, do you not take any responsibility?
Vishnuji, the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, they deployed 377 teams to ensure that the ban is properly taken care of as per the directions of the Honorable Supreme Court. But primarily, the responsibility lies with the Delhi police. And it's not just this year. Even in the past, the Honorable Supreme Court has expressed its concern about the enforcement of this firecracker ban. Okay. And when we have witnessed that their leaders are openly encouraging the people,
But Dr. Gupta is also correct that when Arvind Kejriwal was released, your people also fired burst firecrackers. Is that not a fact?
This is an attempt to malign the image of Aam Aadmi Party. We have witnessed during the Lok Sabha elections what was happening in front of the BJP office. What would he say about that? What would he say when the other state elections were happening?
All right, Anil Gupta, go ahead.
See, even if you take your camera today itself, you go to the Wall City, you go to the Jama Masjid area, still the dealers are selling the crackers. And the Aam Aadmi spokesperson is telling lying in front of the National
Assembly.
So what
channel. Is the Delhi police
doing?
Are
taking revenue from... you are telling lying. They are taking revenue, they are taking taxes from these dealers. Delhi police role is just to enforce the law and order. Delhi police order is not to seal the dealers. You have given the registration certificate to these dealers. You are importing. Your government is importing these firecrackers. Why you are not talking to the Tamil Nadu government? Where this is manufactured in Sivakasi? Why you have not checked the borders of Delhi? Why your enforcement department has not checked? You are telling lying from the nation channel. You are lying. You are taking taxes from these dealers.
All
right, okay. Both of you just wait. Let's calm down a little bit. Let's bring Aarti Khosla of Climate Trends in over here. Aarti, why are we discussing a ban on firecrackers? That's what people want to know. A lot of people would say it's just one odd day when we burst firecrackers. Is it that big a deal? What is your response to that?
Well, I think political mudslinging is one thing, but public health is quite another. And one can play a very reductionist attitude and say that you are only using firecrackers once in a day. You are only having stubble 30 days in a year. And there are local sources and we all know that. But the fact of the matter is that there is no collective mindset to treat public health as a priority. If there was that collective mindset that people's health is important, then we would be having some other conversations. It is true that there are lots of things to be done in terms of actually planning for mitigation, which we don't do. At the moment as well, there is, the water sprinklers that are throwing out water across the city. What is the point of doing all this exercise when you're sitting on top of the problem and you cannot plan ahead of it before the problem arises? Every year we know that a problem will arise. We only look at it retrospectively. We are not able to look at it proactively. And I think that, to me, is the major issue, whether it's the Delhi government or it's the center. It's a reality that 3-4 things have to be done together. The government has to make efforts to look at local sources of pollution. They have to look at what to do with vehicles. They have to look at what to do with hotspots, industries, and if it's a symbolic gesture of what it means to burst firecrackers, perhaps we have to find better ways of whether it's the community viewing or however it happens in other parts of the world where not in every nook and corner you are bursting firecrackers. I think we have to be slightly more civilized about it. I mean, we are talking about Viksit Bharat and we are talking about us becoming sophisticated in the new global order. It's not a difficult thing to also look at how we respect traditions, but at the same time, we also make ourselves more suitable to how our current situation is. I mean, look at Lahore and Multan and other parts of Pakistan. Thank God we are not there. Their air quality index was 1400, 1500, 2000 in some parts. And look at the poison that people are breathing every minute.
No, and let me put some numbers to the poison that you're talking about. On the 20th of October, in the National Capital Region, PM 2.5 levels were at 200. Remember, PM 2.5 is what harms us the most. That's what gets your lungs. That equals 8 cigarettes a day. On the 24th of October, we touched 300 at PM 2.5 levels. That is 12 cigarettes a day. On the 1st of November, PM 2.5 levels were at 500. That equals 20 cigarettes a day. On the 3rd of November, that number was at 350 or 14 cigarettes a day. Now, who is smoking these cigarettes? It's not just adults who may choose to be smoking cigarettes. It's infants, children, people out there, people commuting, people working. In many cases, people inside homes, right, are also impacted by this. In fact, they are. Everybody is impacted. So the fact that we are having this sort of discussion among educated people, right, just goes to show that nobody really cares. And Satya Mule, my question to you is just that. Unless air pollution, whether it's firecrackers or whether it is stubble burning, becomes a political issue in this country, until such time as governments are elected or thrown out as a result of air pollution, will anything change in your mind?
Absolutely not. Nothing will change. In fact, we are a country who has got a long history of non-compliance with environment protection laws. And people absolutely have very low level of awareness about the impact of air pollution or environment pollution on their lives as well as the future generations. People should understand that air pollution, or for that matter, this particular subject of pollution, is directly linked with Article 21, that is right to life. Right to life guarantees clean air, clean water, fresh air, clean air, and so forth. If that is deprived, we are living a very inferior quality of life. What happens is today, we are talking about one incident, one season, one festival, so and so forth. The question is, who will bell the cat? It has all started since 50, 60 years ago in our nation, that what will we do about the sound pollution that is created by the speakers on masjid? What will we do about the air pollution that is created by the diesel trucks? What will happen, so and so forth, and so and so forth. Judiciary has passed one directive after another. But implementation is a big question mark. And exact reason behind this is that the political will is absent. If we see since last 30, 40 years, none of the political parties have in their agenda environment protection as a subject. Nor do they have launched any major agenda or a major mission for keeping in control what parameters they are looking as very hazardous today. We have to understand and we have to recognize and promote the concept that this particular planet Earth is not ours. What we have received from the past generations is not ours. It is for the future generations. If we are not going to improve it, at least we have to maintain and protect what has been passed on to us. This planet is not ours. And this is called intergenerational responsibility. Sustainable development is one aspect of it. We cannot merely get swayed or close our eyes towards environment protection or air pollution or noise pollution by getting swayed away by development. But definitely sustainable development has to be drilled down in the mindset of the people. This is what I want to say. At the end of the day, I would like to comment on the point which Mr. The colleague from Aam Aadmi Party, the friend from Aam Aadmi Party is saying. They have all the laws on their side to prohibit the shopkeepers from selling or rather bringing all those firecrackers into NCR region or Delhi. And thereafter, if there are any infringers, the police can take action. But en masse, if people are bringing those products in the Delhi region, then it is practically impossible for any police force, because it is going to be a warlike situation. Every other shop is selling the firecrackers. It is not going to be possible for the police to keep in control the sales. So therefore, the Delhi government should take the responsibility, own the responsibility, and come clean as to what they are going to take as measures for next events that are going to come and pollute.
All right, let's get a response region. To that. Anmol Pawar, the fact that these were available in markets, is there anything more that the Aam Aadmi Party can do next year? I mean, it's the horse is already bolted this year.
See, what Mr. Satya said was that the Delhi police should sit as a mute spectator, and they must not pay heed to the directions and the observations made by the Honorable Supreme Court, that the primary responsibility of ensuring the enforcement of the ban lies with the Delhi police. That is why the Delhi police commissioner has been directed to file an affidavit as to why this ban was not enforced. And as far as the manufacture, storage and sale is concerned, we are the only government which have ensured that this ban is in place till January 1, 2025. And as I said earlier, that even the licensed premises have been directed to be sealed. And this is in compliance with the directions of the Honorable Delhi High Court, wherein the BJP members, they went and, they were seeking a direction that even the licensed premises owners must be allowed to supply these firecrackers.
No, but Anmol, you know, I understand that you need to defend what you're doing, but the fact of the matter is that it's all over us, right? You step out of your room, I step out of my room, it's all
Vishnuji,
there. Every
Vishnuji,
single measure, not just, it's not Vishnu. About the Aam Aadmi Party. It's about all of the Indo-Gangetic Plain for starters, right? It is a huge, huge failure.
Vishnuji,
it's a failure where people don't care. It doesn't matter which party, which state,
Vishnuji,
it is all
I
a disaster.
I agree that it's not about any party, but we must acknowledge it's high time that even the adjoining states are reeling under severe pollution. But the central government has not even called a meeting of the adjoining chief of the adjoining states.
Okay, let me get a quick response.
Even,
I need to move on. Dr. Gupta, do you believe that there needs to be more center-state coordination on this? Not just words, but something substantive?
I'm just showing you a brief clip. This is a clip which shows that Delhi doesn't have a single day in 2024. Delhi doesn't have a single day where the air quality was good. That is, air quality index is less than 50. That means Delhi generates lot of. This is the report you can see. This is
Hindustan Times report. So your own report.
No. Don't interrupt me. This is not.
That,
this is
let him speak.
Challenge.
Let him speak.
Don't interrupt. I did not interrupt. See, this is the high. Because whenever I speak, they just interpret the BJP spokesperson. And what I'm saying, Delhi has lot of internal pollution, lot of dust, lot of C&D waste, lot of garbage. Even the 10 days before, the Honorable Supreme Court has scolded the Delhi government. They are not able to treat the 3100 C&D waste, the solid waste, with Delhi generates, which is lying on the road. You go anywhere in Delhi. Delhi has a road network of 20,000
All right, look, let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. And the reason that we are discussing this, and I have done at least 30 to 40, if not more, discussions over the last several years this time of the year, is because unlike in the past, there is now an empirical correlation between air pollution and death and mortality. In the past, people said that, that person has died of a heart attack, or that person has died of a stroke, or that person has died of another ailment. But now there is statistics to show that lakhs of people are dying as a direct result of air pollution, not just in Delhi or the National Capital Region, but across our country and indeed other parts of the world. Do we care? Should we care? Does life have any worth? That's the question.